appreciate it. Let's have a word of prayer together. Lord, how we thank you. And every time we gather in your name, all of our hearts are coming from you. And we ask this morning you would speak to us. Regardless of our understanding the truth concerning the church this morning, and through this meeting today that we may be brought to a higher realm.
And
we may understand and know that the church is your heart's law. And the greatest commission for the church is to manifest your fullness. So help us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
How are you today?
Good, how about?
How has things been? Nobody answering on that side of the room.
感谢主哈。我们上个礼拜说，我们讲了一个很重要的信息。
Last Sunday, we had a very important message.
就是关于教会的经历,
concerning the truth concerning the church.
现在一般人一讲教会就讲教会的成长,
and everybody who talks about churches today talks about the growth of the church.
很少人去集中讲教会的真正的意义是到底是什么。
But seldom do people talk about what is the true meaning of the church.
我们上个礼拜强调在以弗所书里面特别提到教会的三个重要的表号。
And last week, we talked about the three particular types of the church. The very first one,
教会是基督的身体,
it is the body of Christ.
重在强调在教会是基督生命,
talks about, focuses on the relationship that we ought to have with Christ.
我们跟基督是同一个生命,
and we are of the same life.
教会在地上负责很重要的使命就是把这个美丽的生命活出来。
And the very important commission is that we will live out the fullness of this life.
第二个重要的表号,
the second important type of typology
is
the church is the bride of Christ. One day he's going to return and take his bride.
教会和基督之间爱的关系,
and talks about relationship of love between the church and Christ.
我们成为基督的最爱,
and that we are his most beloved.
同样的我们也应该做我们所能的来爱耶稣,
and so we ought to love him as such.
讲到我们跟他之间真的是最爱的,
that he and us, we are in love with one another.
第三个表号,
and the third typology,
讲到我们是神的居所,
that we are his dwelling place.
旧约用会幕,
and the Old Testament uses the tabernacle, it uses the temple.
在新约里面用教会来表示,
the New Testament is represented through the church.
在启示录万有都结束神旨意新天新地要降临的时候, 用新耶路撒冷来表示,
and through the book of Revelation we see that at the end of all times when everything is summed up, it uses the New Jerusalem as the title.
还讲到神在他儿女们,
that God has a wonderful workmanship among his people.
讲到他在这里建造我们,
that he's building us up, he's setting us together.
成为一个伟大的圣殿,
that we may be a glorious temple, a glorious city.
这个圣城里面每一个宝石从各个不同的角度来发表他的荣耀,
and the city has many, many different precious stones, and it gives a different aspect of the glory of God.
整个启示录结束在圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降,
and the revelation ends with the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven above.
在我们看不见的境界里面有一个伟大的工程正在进行,
and around that we do not see, there is a great construction that is taking place.
伟大的神他亲自建造的,
the Almighty God himself has put his hands
on. 在希伯来书十一章说, the city which foundation, 那座有根基的城是神所经营所建造的,
Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that it's a city with foundation that is built by God. The city has drawn the saints throughout the ages, and their footsteps is marching toward that city. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the saints of old have been drawn by the city.
个城吸引他们，他们羡慕一个更美的家乡。
They forsook all that they have because they long for a far better country.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在教会历史上，在圣经上，我们看见这么多历史历代的圣徒，都为着这座伟大的城而活着。
Throughout the church history, we see so many saints. They live for that day. They live for the coming of the city.
所以旧约神用看得见的会幕圣殿做一个标号。
So in Old Testament, the Lord used what can be seen, the tabernacle and the temple as a type for us.
到了新约就用荣耀的教会。
And now the New Testament now uses the glorious church.
来发表神在这里所做的事情。
To express the very works that God is doing.
所以当时呢，我们想到教会的时候，我们的心都要兴奋的。
So today when we talk about the church, we ought all to be excited.
因为整个万有里面最伟大的一个工程就是这个工程。
Because all of creation, God's greatest work is this work.
而基督为了这个工程把他的命都舍了。
And Christ, for the sake of this work, he gave his own life.
而神亲自在这里建造这座城。
God himself is building the city.
而我们每一个人，历史历代的圣徒就是这个城里面的宝石。
Every single one of us, all the saints throughout the ages, we are the precious stone in the city.
那你说我不像宝石啊？
He said, I am not yet like a precious stone.
这是为什么神把时间给我们，在时间里面来制作我们。
And this is the reason why God has given us time, and the process of time God is working on us.
上个礼拜讲了一句非常重要的话。
Last week I said this particular thing that is very important.
凡事不是出于基督的，凡事性质不是基督的，通通不能带进教会的。
Everything that is not of Christ, everything that is not of the nature of Christ cannot be brought into the church.
所以我们身上的肉体，我们的草木和血，跟这个圣城通通无关。说
our flesh, wood, stubble, and hay has nothing to do with this glorious city.
将来见到新天新地，见到圣城新耶路撒冷，再也看不见你的脾气，再也看不见我的败坏。
When you enter into this holy temple, when you enter into New Jerusalem, you can no longer see your temper and my wickedness.
那些根本带不进去。
Those things cannot be ushered in.
所以我们到底有多少东西能够被带进这个圣城里面？
So what is it that we possess that can be brought into that city?
完全在乎今生在时间里面，我们有多少地方被基督改变了？
It's determined by how many the areas of our lives are being changed and transformed by Christ.
我们的生命被他改变了。
Our lives are being transformed by Him.
那个成分是基督才能被带进教会。
And the very nature is now Christ that it can be brought into the church.
上礼拜我说人所注重的是好跟坏。
Last week I said that man focuses on what is good and bad.
人所注重的是对跟错。
Man focuses on right and wrong.
人所注重的是效率是成功。
Man focuses on efficiency and what they define as success.
神只在乎源头。
But God only cares about the source.
神只在乎性质。
God only cares about the very nature.
源头必须是基督。
The source has to be Christ.
它的成分必须是基督。
The nature of it must be Christ.
因为神只在乎基督。
Because God only cares about Christ.
神只要基督。
God only want Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我希望你们把它背起来。
Everyone, I ask you would take these words and memorize in your heart.
如果我们真悟到这件事的时候，
if we really understand this,
我们整个人生的态度、价值观，许多的事情我们都要改变。
Our entire lives, our attitude, our perspective of things, everything will change.
我们在教会里面侍奉的态度、侍奉的方法，通通都要改变。
Our attitude, service, the way we serve at church, it will all be changed.
因为神在乎的是源头，神在乎的是性质。
Because God cares about the source. God cares about the nature.
源头必须是基督，性质必须是基督。
The source of it must be Christ. The nature of it must be Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个信息不容易懂，但是它太重要了。
Once I know it's difficult to comprehend, but it is so important.
这么感谢神，我们能够在正道上成为同路人。
We thank God that in the ways of truth we may be soldiers.
大家跟大家能够成为一家人。
That we may be one family.
成为同班同学。
That we may be students in the same class.
一起在基督的学校里面做门徒。
That in the schools of Christ we may be disciples.
虽然我如果不把神真正的心意、神的标准、神所要的告诉弟兄姊妹的话，这是我的亏欠，这是我的失败。
If I do not tell you the heart of God, God's focus and God's will, then it is my shortcoming, my fault.
我可以跟大家说平安的，平安的，神祝福你，神祝福你。找大家很喜欢听的话。
And I can simply say, peace to you, peace to you, God bless you, and these are the words everyone loves to hear.
将来到了新天新地，你一看到我，一定就是要打我的。
When we go to the new heaven, new earth, you're going to pound on me.
当然，我说过了，血气带不进天堂的哈。
Of course, flesh and blood can I enter in.
但是你们一定会后悔，会遗憾，会想说：“于弟兄，你为什么不告诉我神要的是这个？”
You will regret, you will feel bad, brother. You, how come you didn't tell me about this?
弟兄姊妹，
本是神，
保罗告诉我们，将来有火要来发现，来试验我们的工程。
Paul says that fire will test our work, will try what we have done.
我 How we pray that we should be consumed by fire on that day would be burned up today.
No, we can
all wake up today.
We've
been bound by this world. We care about efficiency every day. We're
such
a rush. We care about success. We even give our lives for what we could gain. And we argue about right and wrong. We talk about what's good, what's bad.
So
a lot of times we forget what is it that God wants. God only wants Christ.
These words,
I will be tried by them, you will be tried by them. If we are not changed by God today, our lives are not being transformed to be like Christ today. Our entire lives, no matter how much success we gain, we cannot bring it to eternity. What is it that God wants? God wants a life that is changed. And we may be more and more like Christ. God wants to transform relationships. Our relationship with the Most High God is an intimate one.
And
the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob would be your God and my God. Dear brothers, do not put God so far away as he's very elusive. Something to do with every single day, every event, everything that happens in our lives. So our lives today, the things that we pursue today, everything that we can gain today, if Christ is not in the middle of it, it is nothing. In the eyes of God, it counts as worth nothing.
Good without God is nothing.
And there's a good saying that says, good without God is nothing. And if you take God out of good, it's but zero. No matter how good these things may be,
it's nothing.
If God is not in the middle of it, it's nothing. We ask the Lord to help all of us. I don't know why I spoke such stern words with you. I am not here to offend you. I love you dearly. There's no time to waste anymore.
The thieves
and the robbers, they come and they go all over the land as a lion that can devour whatever they can devour. When we talk about the story of the woman that is bleeding, we talk about the fact so many Christians are living in lies today. Outwardly, we look fine. But inwardly, we're losing life. We're losing all the blessings that God's given us. We speak without power, without anointing. We live a life without joy. We know it. But everybody else
cannot.
We can laugh on the outside. We can continue to serve and lead meetings.
Brothers,
so we need the healing of Jesus. Personal problems, our family problems, our church issues, that they may truly be resolved.
That
we may all love Him.
And
in everything we face, we know that Jesus is our aim and our goal.
There's
only but one thing. Forget about the past. I'm going to press forward towards the goal. What are you running for?
There's
only been one goal, that is Christ. God wants us to all lay hold of Christ. In our schools, in our education, in our work, in our families. Everything we touch, there's Christ in it. On the unreasonable requirements from others,
their angers and things that are not just, maybe Christ in that as well.
更不要说我们在爱的里面一起只有一起敬拜、一起赞美、一起听神的道，基督充满一切。But
to say that we worship in the love of the Lord together, we ought to have Christ to fill everything.
我们再念一遍哈，基督是一切，没有在一切之内。
You see it on the wall. Christ is all and in all.
啊，今天神呢，我们要感谢神。We
need to thank God.
今天早上我们继续要找到教会。 在基督这个身体的建立和见证上，让主居首位。
We want to talk about the church, the body of Christ, the Lord builds up His testimony.
被神摆在一个家里面。
We are placed together in one family.
我们被神摆在一个教会里。
We are placed in one church.
虽然普天之下所有神的儿女们都是我们的家人。
Although all the saints throughout the world, they are all our family members.
虽然历史历代都已经是天主的圣徒，跟我们都在一个身体里。
The saints of all ages, they are also in this body.
但是我们要特别感谢神，就在肉身的里面，在天，在时间空间的里面，神把我们排在一起，是特别亲的一般人。
We want to thank God that in the confines of time and flesh and blood, we are together here physically.
你如果不喜欢我，你也倒霉，你只好认。
If you say you don't like, you may not like me, but you have to like me anyway.
除非你要赖皮，你要跑掉了。
Or you could, you know. Cheat the game and run away.
或是你把我给赶走了。
Or you rush me out of this house.
但是主不让我走，我是不会走的。
But the Lord don't want me to go. I can't go anywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹，被摆在一起，与其天天咬紧牙关忍受，不如好好相爱啊。
We are all together every day, and we can endure it with our teeth grinding, or we can just sincerely love each other.
而且更何况是把我们摆在一个家、一个身体里面的时候。
And not to say when God's places in this one same family.
谁是让我们彼此成为对方的祝福的？
God wants us to be a blessing toward one another.
每一个人都可以成为我的祝福。
Every single one of you could be my blessing.
我也愿意成为所有人的祝福。
And I want to be a blessing to each of you.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿女。
This is the children of God.
世人不一样的。
It's different from the world.
世人都是常常以自我为中心的。
The world's all about themselves.
我要得什么？我要追求。 什么？我要表现什么？
What can I gain? What can I pursue? What can I exemplify?
我要 show off 什么？
What is it that I can show off?
啊，弟兄姊妹，人都是我。
Everybody's about me.
来到神家，一进门就是deny yourself， 一个大写字大的。
When you come into the house of God, the very first phrase we know is deny yourself.
我们要知道别人，只知道耶稣基督，并他的十字架。
You want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
今天早上我们讲身体的建立。
And this morning when we talk about the edifying of the body,
这是最重要的信息了。
So important, guys.
我们怎么样在这个学校里面，在这个家里面，我们一同被主建造起来？
In the same schoolroom, in the classroom, in the house of God, how do we all build each other up?
真成为合神心意的居所。
That we may be a dwelling place.
时间的关系，我们只能读两段的圣经。
Because of the limitation of time, we're going to read two portions of scriptures.
我们先读以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
不在我的纲要上。
It's not in the outline. Ephesians chapter 2,
19-22。中文的念中文的，英文的念英文的，广东话的念广东话的。这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是以圣徒同活，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。 有耶稣基督自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为圣洁的圣灵居住的所在。好，在这里看见我们不再是外人了啊。
Here it says that we're no longer foreigners.
我们都是内人。
But we are all insiders.
这些 ABC 都听不懂啊。内人是表示my wife的意思。
An insider is in Chinese means those who are in my family, those who are my wife.
就是我们不再做外人。We're
no longer foreigners.
我们也不再做客旅。We're
no longer sojourners.
我们成为是以圣徒同国，而且是神家里的。But
we're fellow citizens, members of the same household.
所以你看，我们买会所的时候，那个卖主是个犹太人，他不肯卖给我们，很重要的原因，就是我们没钱。
And the seller who sold us this property, he was Jewish, and he didn't want to sell it to us because he thought we didn't have the money. And he looked at our offering status for a long time. He said, "That's all you got." And so he asked our committee members, he said, "Where are you guys going to get the money?" And our response was from our Father from our heaven. He saw our Father from heaven, and he kind of just chuckled and laughed. We're really not that crazy. We know that our Father, Daddy in heaven, He is rich. Because we are the household of God. We are all the children of God. That's such a sweet notion.
His
holy God is Daddy. And then He's building us up. He's not spoiling us. He's not spoiling us. He wants to give us the very best. He held nothing back. But at the same time, He's teaching us. He's nurturing us. Deuteronomy chapter 32 says, "In this way, God has led them along." God Himself is educated and trained. Do you know that our teacher is God? Our daddy is God. We are truly blessed. Our daddy loves us. He will not withhold any goodness from us. He's our best teacher. He Himself will lead us. He will educate us Himself. Establish us on the foundation of the teaching of the apostles. Christ Himself is the cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
All those of you in the Cornerstone Fellowship, stand up. Live as if you are the cornerstone. He's our foundation. He's our standard. And we are being fitted together into the holy temple of God that we may be the dwelling place of the Spirit. So God is building us today. The love of God has saved us from judgment is to come and brought us into His household. So with that deeper love, He wants to now save us and build us up. Now we
can become a super-glorified temple.
That we may be such a beautiful dwelling that God Himself will live there. So Solomon, when he finished this grand temple that he's built, and Solomon prayed, "Oh Lord God, heaven and the heaven above is not fitting for you to dwell. How is it that you will dwell in a building that is made by man?" God has chosen you and me to be And we know that no matter how tired we are, we always have this heart this long that I want to go home. At home, there's love, there's peace, there's rest. There's so many churches here in the world today that the Lord cannot find rest. Even Jesus, 2,000 years ago, He came into this world, He entered into the temple, He looked. And then He exited and went to
Bethlehem.
Because that temple was no longer putting God as the center
of the world.
Whenever a church is no longer Christ center and Christ is the content of it, the Lord cannot find rest. Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4. 这次的经文稍微长一点哈，我们弟兄读一节经文。
This verse is a little long, so we're going to alternate in our reading.
我们从第七节读到十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 7 through 16.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，行事先降在地上，而降下的就是原生之天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，重要人的诡计和欺骗的法术。一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话。凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐健壮，在爱中建立支持。
啊，这是教会建造里面非常重要的一段经文。
This is a very important scripture concerning the principle of the growth or the edifying of the
church. 上礼拜我们讲到教会其实是一个器皿。
And we talked last week that the church is a vessel.
是这位伟大的神，他自己要来充满。
And God Himself wants to fill this container.
而且要从它里面得到彰显。
And from this vessel, He would be magnified.
所以这位伟大的神道成肉身来到地上，耶稣基督为我们完成的救赎。
And this awesome God has come in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, who fulfills salvation.
所以我们被他洁净了，我们成为他的居所。
We are cleansed by Him. Now we're dwelling place.
而我们这些得救的人聚在一起，成为教会，成为他的居所。
And we are those of us who are saved. We gather together called the church. We are His dwelling place.
所以，而且教会是基督的身体，是那充满万有者所要充满的。
The church is the body of Christ, of Him who fills all, or the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
这是第一种的翻译啊，是那充满万有者所要充满的。
He is
充满万有者所充满的。
He's the one who is in all that's gonna fill.
而且第二个，他是讲到另外大比的翻译是讲到是他充满万有者的丰满 ，is the fullness。
He's the fullness, the one who fills all.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，一方面讲到他自己要来充满这个器皿，充满教会。
Not only is it talking about the fact that he himself wants to fill the church, fill the vessel.
啊，另外一方面说到要借着教会来发表出他的丰满，他的 fullness.
But on the other hand, he wants to express his fullness through the church.
一方面，他把他所有丰富的祝福、生命恩典都放在教会里面。
On the one hand, he puts all of his blessing, all of his life inside the church.
啊，让教会里面所有的东西都充满了基督。
And everything inside the church will be full of Christ.
另外一方面，他要彰显出来。
And the second aspect is that this church wants to magnify what is real.
彰显出他的丰满来。
To show the fullness of him who fills it.
你看一个瓶啊，如果花瓶是放花的
，and a vase right here is for containing flowers.
酱油瓶放酱油的
，a container for soy sauce. For soy sauce.
酒瓶装酒的
，wine bottles for wine.
热水瓶，你看到热水瓶是要装热水的
，thermos is you know is for hot water.
所以器皿装什么这个内容。很重要的
whatever the vessel is to contain, you know, is specific for that content.
跟它息息相关的
is directly related to the content.
教会只有一个 content, 教会就是装基督的。
Again, church only has one content, that's Christ.
是那充满万有者所要充满的，就是要装基督的。
It's the fullness of Him who fills all, it is for Christ alone.
所以不是基督的不要带进来。
So everything that is not of Christ, don't bring it in.
第二方面讲到彰显。
And the second aspect talks about how feeling.
他不光把里面的丰富那个丰富要彰显出来。
And now it needs to magnify the fullness that is inside of it.
他说是要彰显他的丰满。
It is for the sake of revealing the fullness of Christ.
那个小 baby 刚生下来的时候。
No little baby when it's just born. And everybody loves them like little angels. But you will never say that this little baby has reached its fullness.
It
needs to grow, it needs to mature. He is so small, he doesn't even know what to do with his legs. He can't even recognize his own parents. He can't speak. He is so far away from being full. His life is full, but he hasn't reached
fullness.
So this body of Christ, when we talk about needs to be edified, it needs to grow and mature. So similarly, if you want to build a great
temple,
you take all the precious stones, all the cedars of Lebanon, you bring all the material, you pile it there, it's all there. They are so precious, they are really indeed wonderful. If you just pile them together, the power would all be stolen. People would steal the wires in our
slots.
And all this wonderful material, you cannot say it's reached fullness. It needs to be brought together. According to the pattern on the mount, according to the heart of God, needs to be built up.
So
when the temple is completed, the glory of God filled the temple.
It's a powerful man.
Because now it's reached fullness. So the very important responsibility of the church on the earth. On the one hand, we need to be careful that the content of it is Christ himself. But the second full is that he must have a testimony. The fullness of Christ that is in it must be revealed and be seen. This is the meaning of the church. Whether it's the bride that needs to make itself ready,
or
the body that needs to grow onto maturity, this new Jerusalem that needs to be built up, it uses different representations to express one same thought.
But
we need to continually be changed, be transformed. We have to grow and grow and grow. According to the heart of Christ, that we may grow and be built up and be made ready. Until that day, the fullness of time, the Lamb of God is going to come and receive his bride. That day, the new Jerusalem will descend from above. Revelation chapter 21, John says, I see the bride of Christ. It is the new Jerusalem. And
there's
an equal sign. And again, if you admire the Lord's return,
if
you long for the Lord's return, you got to put your effort into the building of the body of Christ. If the body does not come to maturity, the bride is not made ready, the Lamb of God cannot come back. Some of you are going to get married pretty soon. Which groom would bring their bride to the wedding chapel when she's still in her pajamas, she didn't brush her teeth, her hair's all over the place?
Hey, okay, we'll put it first. The dog told on us.
The term hair rolls.
It's
not that Jesus doesn't want to come and receive us. We fall short if
we are not ready.
We are not ready. It's not that God doesn't want to come back. The city cannot point to it and say, I can go to
the city.
Psalm 87 says, the city of God, glorious things spoken of thee. We fall short of God. So we want to come from the perspective of edifying the body. And we're
going
to talk about our physical body as an example that it needs to grow and mature.
埋有基督长成的生命。
And chapter 4, we just read that the body of Christ needs to mature, come to maturity, that he may have the fullness of the stature of Christ.
为了这件事情，神赐下了五个职分，有人说四个。Okay.
For the sake of this, God has given five ministries, some says four.
使徒、先知、这个传福音的牧师和教师。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors.
这个用中间是翻成 pastor， 达比弟兄翻译成 shepherd 牧者
，and the Darby translation instead of pastor calls it shepherd。
那他们赐下来有很重要的目的是为了要成全圣徒
，and they were given so that they may actually equip the saints，
然后让每一个圣徒能够各站其位，各尽其职
，and every single person may stand at the right place。Function properly,
然后来建立基督的身体
，that we together would build up the body,
而让这个身体能够长大成熟，满有基督长成的身量
，and that this body may reach to a perfect man and the full measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们要注意到一件事情
，so here we need to pay attention to one thing，
就是我们在当大家进攻用各站其位各尽其职之前
，when we all before we enter into our position of functions，
有两件最重要的事
，there are two important things。
有两件最重要的事
，these two important things。
我再说一次，有两件最重要的事。
Say again before you enter into your function， two important things。
OK， 哪两件事
？What's two？
有没有人
？Anybody？
第一
，Number one，
我们的生命需要长大成熟。
Our life must mature and grow.
第二
，secondly，
圣徒必须要被成全，不是要被 equip， 要被装备。
And the saints must be equipped, made ready.
需要被训练，需要被预备。
And they may be trained, they may be prepared.
然后我们才能够各站其位，各尽其职。
Then we can all stand in our particular function.
所以一面来说，我们信了耶稣，我们都应该起来侍奉神。
On the one hand, when we believe in Jesus, we all ought to rise up and serve God.
所以我们不能够用宗教改革以前所谓的中间阶级这种神父神父制度来代替。人人皆祭司。
We can't have the mindset before the Reformation where people think that there ought to be father, there ought to be intermediate.
Simply 讲到每一个人都是祭司，对不对
？That will help people to come to God. But the scripture says that we're all priests.
所以马丁路德改革的时候，一个很重要的事情就是要推翻这种中间阶级、这种神父神父的制度。
And Martin Luther, because of through Reformation, he wants to abolish this notion, this fact that there needs to be an intermediary. People that will serve God and us.
因为那是神的儿女们手中不能有圣经的，只有教堂上面可以有一本圣经，甚至还要弄锁链锁起来。
Because in those days, the casual man cannot hold the Bible. There's only but one Bible on the pulpit. It needs to be locked down.
只有这些神职人员可以站在台上讲道，只有他们可以带领大家祷告，只有他们可以主持圣餐。
Only those who are the priesthood order can read the scripture, can pray for you, can facilitate the law feast.
你要认罪，都得到他面前去认罪。
Even in your confessions of sins, you got to go to him to confess your sins.
就像在马丁路德的改革，让我们看见要唯独圣经，而且人人皆祭司。
Martin Luther tells us in Reformation that everyone needs to read the word, and everyone is the position of priesthood.
所以一面来说。
So on the one hand,
我们都是祭司，人人都应该侍奉。
We are all priests, we all ought to serve.
但是另外一面来说
，But on the other hand,
我们也不是正直，也不是随随便便就来侍奉神。
We don't let you do whatever you want to do, or casually do whatever, however you want to do it.
这不是我说的，是圣经说的。
This is not what I'm saying. This is the Bible.
需要生命长大成熟。
Your life has to grow.
你需要被训练，需要被装备。
You need to be trained and be equipped.
我记得我在还在读书的时候
，When I was still studying,
我们常年班有。弟兄跟我讲，他说余弟兄，我觉得你真的是最适合当医生的人。
A Bible study, Lee says, "Brother, you, I really think you're fit to be a doctor."
那我当然很想听他为什么觉得我应该当医生。
I wanted to hear why he has such a reason.
因为在台湾医生是第一志愿都是当医生，医生很神奇的。
And only the best of the best are physicians in Taiwan.
这个呢，他老兄没有说，因为我很聪明。
My dear brother didn't say that I was very smart.
他说因为你 It's
because you've been ill for so long, you can sympathize with those who are sick.
然后尤其他那天听说我碰到血一点都不害怕，因为从小我们家的鸡都是我杀的。
So he heard the story that day that when I see blood, I do not fear because I slay all the chickens at home.
所以他说，你看你有这么多的精力能体恤病人，然后你又不怕血，然后你又还蛮冷静的啊。你就心甘情愿。You sympathize
with those who are sick, and you are not afraid of the blood, and you're very calm. Should be a doctor.
我听他那样夸一夸，我就有点飘起来了。那时候才十几岁。
When he was praising me, I felt like I was floating. I was only in my teens.
如果我因为他这样夸，我就拿着刀就开始割人，你说对不对？
And then because of his boasting, let's say I picked up a scalpel and I start cutting people open. Is that okay?
啊，我看见你身上肿一块瘤，我帮你割掉。
I see this bump on you. Let me cut it off for you.
啊，你说头痛，我帮你切开看看。
Oh, your heart, you have a headache. Let me cut it open. Let me see what's going on.
没有人敢来找我的。
Nobody would come and see me.
但是为什么今天神家就是这个样子呢？
But why isn't it the house of God?
我就看到太多例子了，很多教会都跟我讲类似的问题。
We see so many similar examples throughout the world.
那他说：“哎呀，你口才真好。”他就觉得他应该讲道了。
And somebody goes of this brother, "Oh, you have such eloquence," and he said, "Oh, I ought to speak."
哦，人家说你声音这么好听，他就觉得你们worship没有一个人可以跟我比。
And then when somebody says, "Oh, you have a wonderful voice," he said, "Oh, nobody on the worship team can compare."
我说没有这个事情。There's
no such thing.
所以今天在很多教会出了大问题，都是因为。 看到一个人有才干，看到一个人在地上有地位，马上重用。
A lot of major issues in the church arises because somebody esteems someone has the ability and is, that he has talent, then immediately they bring him into service.
他们现在甚至有一种的教导，就是专门去找公司的董事长，那种企业家。
And this particular teaching is to go look for CEOs in the world.
Because
the way they succeeded proves to the fact that God's already given the gifts and they already have a track record. So there's actually a teaching that says go find 12 people that are successful and then go and train them up.
This
is not biblical.
圣经里面要能够各占其位，各尽其职。我们需要使命强大。Because
we all ought to function, stand at the right place, but we all need to grow.
我们需要被装备、被训练的。We
need to be equipped and to be trained.
所以在这里，保罗告诉我们要凡事长进，连于元首基督。Paul
says, "Grow in all things and be united to Christ."
啊，这个英文翻译 "united" 上，我读另外一个版本，忘了是 Darby 还是 New King James。他说是要 grow in all things， 要 grow into。 Christ.
And the church says specifically grow into Christ.
我们经常就认为说要在基督里长进，对不对？ 要 grow in Christ.
A lot of times we simply say grow in Christ. We all ought to grow in Christ.
但是请大家注意到这句话，他说是 grow into Christ.
Focus on the translation. It says grow into Christ.
那第四章这段话在讲到基督的身体要被建立，要长大，要成熟。
Because this entire chapter talks about the body of Christ needs to grow, needs to mature.
所以我们的长进能不能长进基督？
So our growing, our maturing, can it be part of Christ?
能不能长进到被收纳在基督的身体里面？
Can they grow and also be accepted in what's called the body of Christ?
当然必须在基督里要长进的。
Of course we ought to grow in Christ.
而是我们的长进必须就是基督。
Our growth should reveal to the fact that it is Christ that is growing.
不然不会进到基督里面去。
Or else it cannot go into Christ or grow into Christ.
而且保罗告诉我们可以凡事上都长。
And so Paul says we can grow in all things.
所以我以前跟你们说过，就是连我吃饭祷告神都管。And
I give you a testimony that even when I say grace before a meal, God will discipline me.
也有时候祷告很随便，一下就祷告完了。
A lot of times we pray those meals very casually, very quickly.
还有很多人碰到新来的朋友，不好意思就擦擦眼睛就祷告完了。
And some people who meet newcomers, they're a little shy, embarrassed, and they take their glasses off, wipe their glasses, and oh, I'm done praying.
我就是在大学的时候跟一些新同学第一次见面的，一桌十几个人，我就是先。
So when I was in college, I had a bunch of friends on the orientation day, and when the food came, I prayed right before the food came, real quickly. And then I opened my eyes and discovered everybody's looking at me.
So I
was a little embarrassed. And then right at that moment, God rebuked
me.
You're giving thanks for the food this way?
所以我被主责备以后，那个菜上来了以后，安安静静的又很认真的做个示范。So
after the Lord rebuked me when all the food was served on the table, I quietly bowed my head and I prayed earnestly.
我一低头，眼泪就下来。
I bowed my head and my tears began to flow.
有什么样的事情不开心？Christ
is in the small things in life we can grow.
凡事长进,
and all things grow.
你愿意元首基督,
and be connected to the head.
在基督的学校做学生，我们都是同学一起来读。And
in the school of Christ, we are all fellow students. Let's grow together.
如果我们不成的话,
if we are not growing,
五年、十年、二十年下去,
5 years, 10 years, 20 years, what they will meet is an immature Christian.
你看你们在座很多是 初中生、高中生、大学生啊,
and some of you who are sitting here are junior high, high school, and college students.
当你第一天去学校的时候, there is kindergarten or preschool.
On the very first day you went to school as a kindergarten or preschool,
里面有很多 snack 好吃的，然后有溜滑梯，有踢足尖。
The wonderful snacks, their slides, their toys, a wonderful thing.
So he's like, oh, I like to go to school.
The immediate response is, oh, I like to go to school. I love school.
然后从一天开始你就不讲了。
And from that day forward, you stop growing.
因为你现在要申请大学，就打电话给UCLA，你们有没有出签，有没有溜滑梯？
Right now, you're applying for college, you're calling the admission office, and said, do you have swings? Do you have slides?
啊,你们有没有 snack? 有没有爱吃的什么东西?
Do you guys provide snacks? Do you provide things
like that? 没有人理你的啦。
Nobody would care about your call.
你怎么要讲的?
Let's just all out of
it. 你看一个孩子从几岁到十几岁,不过十年, 他就这么明显的成绩。
A little kid, from being a toddler until his teenage year, you can see his physical body growing.
我有时只要会碰到一些基督徒,问他信主多久? 他说我信主才十年。
And I met some Christians, and I said, how long have you been a Christian? He said, oh, I've only been a Christian but for 10 years.
Let's
compare with me, 40 years, 10 years is a little short, but it's a big, long time.
这就是希伯来的作者在希伯来书第五章十一节那里讲，他说，看你们学习的功夫，应该当师傅的，当招人的。
Hebrews chapter 5, the author says, the things you've been taught, you ought to be teachers right now.
我说哪里知道人还得把圣言小学的开端小学，而且开端的东西。
And yet we have to continue to teach you the elementary principles. And you are babes that cannot take solid food. It talks about the immaturity of our spiritual
growth.
And when we come encounter circumstances, we don't know how to deal with
them.
We make decisions as if God doesn't exist. And we come into the house of God, and when we speak, there's no anointing, there is no light. And we've been Christians for so long, we can't open our mouth and praise God.
人家问你说这件圣经在哪里？保罗说：“我活着就是基督在哪里？”一直记得在圣经左下角，但是不知道哪里去。Because
people ask, when Paul says, "For me to live it is Christ," you only remember all that the left-hand corner of some page. And that's all you know.
可以这个样子。So
we can remain as such.
要长，我们要一起长。We
ought to grow. We ought to grow together.
排在一起，不是要长，年轻的孩子要长，大人要长，年老的都要长。We're
placed together, young people. Mid-age, elderly, we all ought to grow together.
什么时候停止成长，我们的生命就进入死亡，进入老去。
Whenever we stop growing, we have entered into death, we have entered into what is old.
我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask the Lord.
有人跟我说，我换教会应该有哪几个重点去寻找我上一个教会？
And some people ask, "Possible if I change a church, what are the things that I need to focus on or pay attention to?"
我除了告诉他这个教会到底是不是以神为中心，让主去守卫的教会以外，
And I ask them when they leave and when they look for a church, is this church Christ-centered?
在我里面的给他的建议里面，一定有一个，你要在里面能够找到一班属灵的同伴，甚至要追求主的。
And I also said that you need to find a group of companions at the church who are wholehearted towards the Lord.
大概30年前，我看到这个哈夫孟贝在那个这个 Halloween 比赛那个 pumpkin 那个南瓜比赛的时候。 大概30年前。
30 years ago, there was a pumpkin contest near Half Moon Bay.
他们第一名冠军的135磅。
The very first place had a pumpkin that was 135 pounds.
当他们开始这个比赛以后，
after they started this competition,
每一年的冠军就一直增加，一直增加，一直增加。
And every year the grand prize went to someone who had bigger
pounds. 400多磅到600多磅，
400 some pounds, 600 some pounds.
然后我最后一次看是在1999年的时候，已经到了997磅。
In 1999, the winner of
the pumpkin,
that's 997 pounds, almost 1,000 pounds. This is
it's a healthy complex.
帮助我们彼此成长,
encourages us to grow.
如果你碰到那些都不追求不长进的弟兄姊妹,
and you come across people who are not pursuing the Lord, who are not growing,
那你会觉得你已经还算不错的,
and you would stand in the midst of it and think, hey, I'm pretty good.
你看看他们的表,
so you look at that crowd, I think I'm okay.
我一个礼拜还读一张圣经,
I at least read one chapter a week.
弟兄姊妹,
so you're undone.
所以要找到一些好的属灵同伴去求追求追求。
You need to find good companions and pursue the Lord together.
第二个，这个圣徒要被成全。
And then all the saints needs to be equipped, needs to be.
所以我们要知道，我们每一个人都有恩赐。
And we all have gifts.
这是圣经上说的，当他升上高天掳掠仇敌的时候，他就把各样的恩赐赐给每一个人。
And so when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
每一个人都有恩赐。
Every single one of us have a gift.
每一个人都有功用,
every one of us has a function.
到底你知不知道你的恩赐是什么?
But do you know what is your gift?
到底你有没有活出,
did you live out the function that your purpose to function?
你看我的这个身体里面没有一个部分没在进功用。
So look at my body as full. Every member is working.
不管我有没有感觉到它在进功用,
whether I feel it working,
它都在进功用,
it is all working.
只有当它不进功用的时候,
when it stops working,
我就感觉到它的存在,
then I know its existence.
对不对?
Isn't that true?
你的眼睛不再能看的时候, 你就会发现, 哎呀, 我的眼睛不能看。
And when your eyes can no longer see, you discover, ah, my eyes cannot see.
当你的脚不能走路的时候, 你就知道, 哎呀, 我的脚不能走路, 你就知道它存在。
No longer walk, and all of a sudden you discover my legs are there, they cannot walk.
连我的鼻子都不能好好呼吸的时候, 你就觉得鼻子存在了。
And when my nose can't breathe normally, you realize, ah, my nose exists.
我很少觉得我的鼻子存在的。
I seldom realize that my nose exists.
只有当它感冒喘不过气的时候，我注意到它。
Only when it's all stuffed up that I realize I have a nose.
你也很少觉得心脏存在的，只有心出问题。But
seldom do you realize that your heart exists until it has a problem.
尤其我最近常常有时心跳到一百多下，那到一百多下我就可以感觉到它存在，轰隆轰隆轰隆。
My heart usually now has high blood pressure, a lot of time it beats so fast, all of a sudden I discover, oh, my heart.
所以当一个身体不健康、不正功用的时候，全身一定感觉得到。
And when a particular member of the body of Christ is no longer functioning, the whole body ought to know.
所以我们要知道我们自己有功用。
So we ought to know we each has a function.
那你如果不知道的话，我今天没有时间讲这个题目，但是八月初我们
I don't have the time to go into this particular topic, but at the beginning of August, I'll go in detail. We want to talk about how to be a good stewards in all things for the house of God. July, we're going to talk about how to be good stewards of our time.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有恩赐。
And brothers, again, we all have gifts.
有一个弟兄曾经谦卑到一个地步，他说：“我什么都不是，我是脚底下的那个后皮。”
And our brother was so humble. He says, "I am nobody. I'm actually just that callous skin at the bottom of the feet."
够谦卑。
Isn't that real humble?
够谦卑。
That is so humble.
没想到，哇，前面你说，弟兄啊，还好有你啊。
And the brother watching when he says, "Oh, praise God, we still have you."
他说，如果我们每一个人的脚皮都像脸皮这么薄的话，我一步路都走不了了。
If our feet have skin like our faces, we would be hurting every step we take.
教会你一步路都走不了。
The church won't be able to take another step.
这么多要面子，怕得罪人，不肯讲实话，都是薄脸皮，教会怎么往前走？
Everybody wants to save their face. They can't tell them to say anything at the truth of love. Everybody are worried about being hurt. How can we move forward?
所以每一个人都有恩赐。
So everybody's got gifts.
不是要进攻用。
But you need a function.
但是要进功用，要认识恩赐进功用之前，我们需要被建造，需要被成就。
To know your gifts and the function, you need to be built up, you need to be edified and equipped.
很多的恩赐在你生命长进的时候，它就发表出来了。
And many gifts are revealed as your life begins.
像我刚刚讲的小 baby， 他不知道脚是干嘛的。
And just like a little baby, when he was born, he doesn't know what these things are.
可是等到他长长长长到一半，他们会发现可以爬，慢慢发现他可以站，慢慢发现他可以跑，慢慢发现他可以自主。
And when he grows, he will discover that he can use these things to crawl. He can begin to stand, and he can begin to walk, to run, and then kick the ball.
各方面的功用就一直发挥，越用越好。
And the function of his legs becomes more and more and more.
他的生命成长啊，
and his life is mature.
所以我们需要被建造。
So we need to be built up.
所以在我们教会的 discipleship program， 我真的是巴不得你只要有心服侍主、认识主，你一定要加入。
And our church discipleship program, if you have the desire to know the Lord, to serve the Lord, you need to be one of it.
我们也讲过， leadership is based on discipleship.
Again, we say true leadership is based on discipleship.
要从真正的领袖，你必须从门徒开始。
And if you want to be a leader, you have to start with.
你要成为神家一个好的领袖，你一定要成为好的门徒、好的学生。
To be a good leader, you need to be a good disciple and be a good student.
从最基本的事情上学习啊。
Start from the most fundamental thing.
然后第三个，借着圣徒各尽其职。
And thirdly, through the saints, we all stand in our own places.
当我们生命越来越真实长大的时候。
And when our life is really growing in maturity.
我不是说你生命要长到成熟才能侍奉，也不要把我们都折断。
一边长一边侍奉，一边侍奉一边长。 Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you don't serve until you're fully mature, but we serve as we mature, and then we continue to serve.
保罗只是提醒我们，初入教会不可以叫他做监督，就是你不要，服事的责任、角色远远超过了你生命的度量和对神的认识。
Paul admonishes Christians that those who are newly saved should not be overseers, and he's telling us that those your service and what you're doing should be in parallel with your stature and your growth.
我的时间到了哈，那各尽其职，我下次讲。
I'm coming to the end of my time. I'll save everybody doing their part next time.
但是在讲装备的时候，
when we talk about equipping,
当我们在这里成群的时候，
when we talk about edifying one another,
我们到底拿什么来装备？到底用什么来建造弟兄姊妹？
What do we use to edify each other?
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理和生命。”
Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
所以我们在做门徒训练，我们在这里装备弟兄姊妹的时候，
so when we do discipleship, when we're equipping someone,
我们用真理来装备他，
we're equipping someone with the truth.
我们要建立他的生命，
we need to establish his life.
我们用 道路来建造他，
and we use the way to build him up.
让他知道神道的到底是什么，
so that he would know exactly what God desires.
有一生有使命感，才找到道路。
That he would be a visionary, he would have a sense of a way.
神的儿女，众教会只有一条路，就是耶稣基督。
So it's going to God, the church of God, has but one way, that is Jesus Christ.
没有别的路，
there is no other way.
所以我们做门徒训练，我们一定在乎他的真理、圣经的装备。
So when we do discipleship, we care about everyone's understanding. Knowledge is through the truth.
不然就被一头之风吹来吹去啊，我们的各样的诡计。
May you be blown around by the doctrines and by the false teachings.
你没有清楚、没有老练的判断能力、真理的知识，你很容易被骗。
You don't have the ability to discern what is the truth. You can easily be lied to.
我们要用生命来建造神的儿女们。
We need to use life to build the children of God.
所以我相信在这个教会只要久了，甚至年轻的孩子都知道，我们走生命，走生命，走生命，我们传生命之道。
Those of you who've been at this church for some time, particularly those who are young, you know that we preach the message of life.
有人曾经很多年前问过我说：“弟兄，你超常规的聚教会的条件是什么？”
And somebody asked me a long time ago, but Pastor Yu, when you pick a coworker, what do you care about most?
我最后毫不犹豫地准备答他：“我在乎他的生命。”
I very quickly can answer. I said, "I care about his life."
一个人里面真的是基督，真的是爱主，真的是跟是生命。 纯净的话，这个同工放心的。
If his life is full of Christ, inside of him is Christ, that is purely for Christ, I can trust his coworker.
就算他的恩赐不够好，就算他的没有什么教育背景，这还不是最重要的。
Even though he may be lacking in some gifts, or he doesn't have any a very strong education background,
当我们要用道路来建造他们，
we have to use a way to build someone up.
我们不光只是让你成为一个成功的一个弟兄，一个成功的。
It's not just that you individually would be a successful brother. It's a
service.
Because the one force that resists the building up of the body of Christ is this notion of self. The greatest enemy is being a hero or a superhero of himself. And this is what the enemy is doing in the house of God. He lets individuals to exemplify themselves. They want to be themselves. And before they even become great, they are insistent of their own opinions. They would not co-work with other people. This is my gifting, my understanding, my knowledge, my teaching, they are all right. My experiences, you need to focus on
that. Individualism, this is 很可怕的事情.
Francis, again, individualism is a dreadful thing.
神把我们带到身体里面就是要破碎我们。
God brings us to the body that we individually may be crushed.
每个礼拜我们剥饼。
And every Sunday we break bread.
饼是怎么来的？
How did the bread come?
我的麦子都被磨碎，已经失去了自己的 identity。
The wheat wheat has been mashed and crushed and it lost its own identity. In Christ, the work of the cross has abolished. Has removed us individuals. We are together one, we see this body. Put aside your education, put aside your experiences, put aside whatever training you have, but come together and say, we want Jesus Christ with all
hearts.
So with the way, the truth, and the life, we edify someone.
And
we equip someone.
我们怎么样子能够在神学会课间持续我下礼拜在教会生活的时候，我在讲。
And I'll finish the message next Sunday as how do we stand in our own, the position we ought to stand with our church life.
我本来以为我会结束在相爱，所以我跳的诗歌是696首，但是我想我们还是可以唱的。
Six.
还有一首是。 没有关系，我们就唱696，我们唱第一节第四节，第一节第四节，verse 1 and verse 4。
Can I ask a few of you very simply just pray for the blessing of the Lord? We pray that it's not just simply the gathering of the children of God. But we together have one heart to testify for Christ. We want to exalt Christ and be filled by Christ and to magnify Christ.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
things, Lord, we ask to really change our mindset. Lord, change the way we look at the church. That it's not something that we attend, Lord, but we are a member of. And Lord Jesus, we pray that our hearts will really seek the prosperity of your church, of your body, that we may see ourselves in it, Lord, that we rise and we fall with the church. And Jesus, that our hearts, that we will adore what you adore, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you love us even now. You're patiently working in our midst. You're patiently waiting for us to mature. And Lord, really help us to love you more and more.
And
truly see what a great and what a wonderful place of blessing
it is. And
to see the glorious commission that the church has received.
Not
only are we to be filled by you, but we want to be magnify you.
We
pray that the entire church and us individuals, O Lord, that we will continue to grow in you. Every single one of us, we will not squander away the gifts you've given us, so we may all function. And no one will keep back for themselves your blessings. This church be a church that is blessed and that can also be a blessing to others. That we may truly be your testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Bless
everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.